So this is one person, when he sees this, the punishment of that, will say. Another person who is going to Jahannam will say, oh. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامُوا يَنْظُرُونَ. They will stand up looking around in anticipation of what? What's going to happen? And as they look around, what will you see besides that level ground? And how will you be resurrected? Like you were created. The Prophet ﷺ said you will be resurrected naked, barefoot, uncircumcised, just like when you were born. Okay. No pretenses, no thobes, no robes, no crowns, nothing, as slaves. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. And that earth at that time will then start to glow, shine, نور ربها, because Allah is going to be descending. So just the noor will come and everything will be shining. وَوُضِيَ الْكِتَابِ. And the books will be laid open. وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And the Anbiya, all the messengers, will be brought, and the shuhada, witnesses. The shuhada is not just martyrs, but witnesses, because this is a day. And who are the witnesses? The earth itself is a witness. Parts of our body are witnesses. The angels are the witnesses. The anbiya are the witnesses. They conveyed the message. And we are witnesses against each other. The ones who are wronged is a witness. And on. And of course, Allah is the ultimate shahid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and wajiya bin, and the prophets and the witnesses will be brought forward, because judgment is going to start. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. And the true judgment, the real judgment, in truth, will be established, will be passed with all fairness. No attorneys, no, you know, fancy excuses, nothing, only the truth. And the witnesses are there. If you want to dispute anything, witnesses will be brought, including parts of the own body. So nobody can say anything. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And Allah does not do dhulm to anyone. In other words, absolute justice. Allah will not wrong anyone. Wrong means, suppose one hasanat of yours was not recorded, that is dhulm. Allah will not allow that. One extra sin was written, Allah will not allow that. Exactly what you did, what you earned. Justice. And all of that justice will also be, it's not just the act. What was the intention behind the act? That's the most important. For the good hasanat, that's especially true. It may look very good. And we are told that there were some, you know, many people will come with all kinds of, but when they're put on the scale, they looked good, but when they're put on the scale, zirconia, not a diamond. Okay. وَبُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. وَبُفِّيَتْ, recompense, paid, every nafs, every soul will be paid, مَا عَمِلَتْ, by what he did or she did. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ, and Allah knows, بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ, whatever you have done, whether you have done it automatically, whether you have done it with intention or without intention, everything is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows best what you have done. Now, the judgment has passed. The next scene, first was how it is established from the blowing and the leveling and angels, witnesses, and the judgment is passed. Now the groups will start the Zumar. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا قَالُوا بَلَى وَلَكِنْ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. وسيق الذين كفروا, those who, the groups of the kafir, and that there'll be groups also. These are the ones who fought the messengers. These are the ones who were tyrants. These are the ones, the people of zina. These are the murderers. These are the tyrants. Groups. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ, they will be driven. You know, just like you drive cattle, they will be driven. Not driven on cars, but driven. How? The angels will be riding on top of them with lashes, whip, go. On their faces, dragging group. إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا, into Jahannam in groups, categories. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا, till they come to the gate of Jahannam. فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, the gate will open. In other words, the gate was closed till they came to the gate. Why? What might be the wisdom? So that he doesn't escape. That's a simple way. Number two, so that nobody who's entered there will escape. But فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, there are seven gates in Jahannam. And of course, as you know, there are angels guarding the Jahannam. How many? 19. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made special angels who know no mercy. These are angels who never smile, who know nothing about mercy. They are only made to take care of the people of Jahannam. But when they see people coming to being driven to Jahannam, what will they say? And this is also to remind people what happened. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ, did not messengers come to you from amongst you, يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ, who narrated to you, who recited to you the ayats, the verses of your Lord, وَيُنْذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, and warned you about the meeting of this day, did they not come? So this is not out of their mercy. They say, oh, nobody came to you. No, they're saying, did they not come? Now what are they going to say? قَالُوا, they will say, بَلَا, yes they did. وَلَكِنْ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, but the decree that these people are destined for Jahannam has come to pass because of the way they led their lives. So when they come there, now the angels will say, it will be said to them, قِيلَ دُخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمْ, enter doors, the gates of Jahannam, khalidina fiha, to live eternally in there. And that eternity, we have no idea because we are not exposed to any eternity. Nothing that we know is eternal. 14 billion years of existence of this universe is not eternal. It is still finite. This is eternal. Khalidina fi, live in there forever. You will not die. And you will not live, because that's not life, that's Jahannam. فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ, and what a terrible residence for the arrogant, the mutakabbirin. So this is one end.
وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين.
Second groups. وَسِيقَ, they will be driven, but not with the lashes or not. This is like escorted. These groups. People of التقوى, الذين التقوى, people of taqwa, Allah will say. These are the ones who are generous. These are the ones who stood in Qiyamul Layl. These are the ones who treated their parents well. These are the ones who used to fast all the time. These are the ones, groups, whatever best they did according to their group. These are the ones who helped, who gave their lives, the shuhada, for the deen. These are, so Allah will have groups. So you will enter whatever your best things were, whatever you used to do consistently. So they will be brought إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا, to the gates of Jannah, and there are eight. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا, when they come there, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, and the gates will open. You want to enter through, you are one who fasted all year, enter through Rayyan. You never missed a Salah or Qiyamul Layl, you enter through the gate of Salah. You are the most generous, enter through here. There is a middle gate called the gate of Birrul Walidain. You were very good to your parents. Enter from here. I'm just reading this week, introduction to a book by Sheikh Mustafa Sabri. He is the last Sheikhul Islam from the last Ottoman Khilafah. So he has written a multi, and he's no more, but he was the last Sheikh of Islam for the Khilafah, and we don't know if any more will come. So in his introduction, it starts with that I dedicate this to Walidi, to my Walid. And then he talks about his Walid and his mother, and he says, and you remember, and he's addressing, he's giving his own biography as an introduction by talking to his father who's passed away. And he said, you remember, father, when my mother used to compete with you in all the good things that you did, and sometimes she would be ahead of you. And you remember when she convinced you to send me to this such and such school. And so it's going on, and then he goes on. In the end, he says, you will not be happy, even though I have become Sheikh of Islam of the Khilafah, and I am, because you wanted me to keep learning more and more. But perhaps you will be happy that because of what I am, I have been imprisoned, I have been exiled twice, I have done, perhaps that will make you happy. And whatever makes you happy is why I'm writing all of this. And through your rida, maybe I can ask for Allah's rida that I made my parents happy. Because he said, I don't feel myself worthy to directly ask, Ya Allah, this is what I did. But maybe if I make you happy, then Allah just for that will be happy with me. So birrul walidain. So these are actions that we should all look at. And now what will be said to them as they come to those gates? وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, and the guards of Jannah, why does Jannah need guards? So that no stray animal can get inside. Only those who, Allah has made this. What will they say? Salamun alaykum. Imagine the angels standing there with big smiles on their salamun, because they know that these are the people who Allah made us do sajda to, the special people who are entering into Jannah. Salamun alaykum tibutum, you have done great. Congratulations. Fadkhuluha khalidin, enter it forever. Subhanallah. Now what will they say? وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعَدَهُ. They will say, Alhamdulillah, means all the suffering, all the doubts, all the fear, all the, you know, uncertainties are over. Enter here. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعَدَهُ, the one who has fulfilled his promise. وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْأَرْضَ, and who has given us inheritance of this earth. But Jannah, why is أَوْرَثْنَا وِرَاثَ, inheritance? What is the inheritance? Why is the word used? Because it is our inheritance. That's where our grandfather used to be, Adam alayhi salam, in Jannah. نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ, so that you can live and enjoy in the Jannah, حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ, whatever you want, as you want. فَنَعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ, and how excellent is the work of those who did good deeds. Now the last ayah. Now people have entered. And if you are higher up, there's only one thing above Firdaus. What is that? The Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Arsh.
Yes. So what tara al malaikata? This could mean to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the tone that is you, but it can also mean to others who are that. What tara al malaikata? You will see malaika حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ, surrounding the Arsh. Arsh, and you know the angels, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 70,000 angels come to do tawaf of the Arsh every day, never to come back again. No chance because it's full. حول الأرش. And what are they doing? What will you hear? يسبحون به. You will hear تسبيح from the angels and the حمد. بحمد ربهم. وقضي بينهم بالحق. And all matters would have been settled in fairness and truth. What does that mean? We don't know for sure. Was there some questions among the angels? Was it because the angels had questioned about the creation of man? Now they are saying Alhamdulillah because now they see how worthy these people are who are in Jannah. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And it will be said Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now we say, kids, do you say Alhamdulillah? We say many days, many times Alhamdulillah. When you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we say Alhamdulillah. Now imagine when we enter Jannah, what kind of Alhamdulillah we will say? What will come out of the heart at that time? Alhamdulillah. So every time we say Alhamdulillah, we should feel like we have entered Jannah. That kind of Alhamdulillah, truly feeling the favors and the bounty and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that ends this beautiful surah. There is a narration from a companion called Thawban, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about that ayah, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if Allah were to offer me everything in the heavens and the earth in exchange for this, I would not accept it. That's how valuable that is. Maqalidu samawati wal ard. There is a hadith about that. Maqalid, and let's see if you remember. What is maqalidu samawati? We talked about it. Keys of the treasures of the heavens, right? Because normal key, what's the word for the normal key? Miftah. Miftah. Maqalid are the keys to some special container, which is the treasures. So therefore some of the translation might say khazane. So what are the... One day, Uthman radiallahu anhu, Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what are the maqalid? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Uthman, nobody has asked this question before. And then he said, you want to know what the maqalidu samawat, what are the treasures of the heavens and earth? He said, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, huwa al-awwal wa al-akhir, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, astaghfirullah. These are the treasures of the heavens and earth. And you're all familiar with them. So you want to accumulate treasures? Say these kalimat frequently. If there is anything else that I keep trying to remember about this. So inshallah, what I would suggest, since this surah was broken up into four sessions, that you review the whole thing, and just for the sake of continuity, since we are still ahead on our time schedule, what if you indulge me, I can read the translation of what we have covered today, and then if time permits, from the beginning to the end, just a translation, so just to refresh it. What do you think?
Sure.
Just what we covered today or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Okay. Bismillah. The revelation of this book is from Allah on high, the overpowering one, the all-wise. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have indeed sent down the book to you with the very essence of all truth. So worship Allah and no other, making the practice of your religion pure and sincere to him. Ikhlas. For most surely it is to Allah alone that the true religion of purity belongs. For those who have taken patrons apart from him, say, we do not worship them for any other reason. They say, we do not worship them for any other reason than that their intercession will draw us nearer to Allah in spiritual station. Indeed, Allah will judge between them all about that which they dispute. Indeed, Allah does not guide one who is a liar and a relentless unbeliever. Had God intended to take himself a son, he would most surely have chosen whatever he so willed from whatever he creates, not what they have said. Highly exalted is he, far above this. He alone is Allah, the one, the all-dominating. He created the heavens and the earth with truth. He winds the night about the day and winds the day about the night. For he subjugated the sun and moon to a fixed order, each one running its course for a stated term preordained by him. Most surely he alone is the overpowering one, the most forgiving. He created all of you, O humankind, from a single soul. Then of it he made its mate. Moreover, of cattle he has bestowed upon you 8 types in 4 kinds. He created you in the wombs of your mothers, creation after creation, within 3 layers of darkness. That is Allah your Lord. To him alone belongs all the dominion. There is no God but him. How then are you turned away from worshipping him alone? If you disbelieve, then let it be known that indeed Allah is self-sufficient without any need of you. Yet he is not pleased with disbelief from his servants. But if you give thanks, he is well pleased and with thanksgiving for you. Nor shall any sin-laden soul carry the load of another. Then to your Lord alone is your return. Thus shall he tell you the due compense of all that you have been doing in your life. Indeed, he is all-knowing of all that people harbor in their chests. Now, when harm touches a human being, he calls upon his Lord for relief, penitent to him alone. Then, when Allah affords a blessing of comfort for him, he forgets that for which he was crying out to him before. And he sets up rivals to Allah to lead others astray from his way. Say to such a person, enjoy your unbelief for a little while until death, for indeed you are to be companion of the fire. Is such a one better, one who is devoutly obedient to Allah in the watches of the night, bowing his face down to the ground and standing in salah, fearing Allah's judgment in the hereafter and imploring the mercy of his Lord? Say to humankind, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are those who know Allah and those who do not know him equal? Indeed, only those who are endowed with understanding heed the warning and are mindful of Allah. Say, O Prophet, Allah declares to humanity, O my servants who believe, fear your Lord at all times. For those who do good in this world, there shall be great goodness in the hereafter. Moreover, Allah's earth is spacious, so worship him freely therein. For indeed, those who are patient shall be rendered their reward in full without measure. Now I'm going to come to the last part in the interest of time. Say, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah declares to humanity, O my servants, those of you who have committed sins in great excess against their own souls, never despair of the mercy of Allah, for indeed Allah forgives sins one and all. Indeed, he alone is oft forgiving and most merciful. So turn in repentance to your Lord and submit yourself to him willingly before there comes to you punishment of Allah's judgment, for then you shall not be helped. And follow this Quran, the very best of guidance that has been sent down to you from your Lord, before the punishment comes to you suddenly while you are unaware, so that no soul shall say then in regret, O alas for me, for all that I neglected in regard to Allah, and indeed I was consciously of the ones who mocked. Or else such a soul might say in lament, if only Allah had guided me, I most surely would have been of the God-fearing. Or else such a soul might then say, when it beholds the punishment of the hell, if only I had a chance to return to the world, then I would become one of those who excel in doing good. No, indeed, truly my revealed signs came to you, but you denied them, and you grew arrogant, and you were of the inveterate disbelievers. Thus, on the day of resurrection, You shall see those who forged lies against Allah with their faces blackened. Is there not in Jahannam a well-deserved dwelling place for the insolently arrogant? Yet Allah will deliver those who are God-fearing, muttaqun, into their abode of everlasting glory. Never shall evil touch them, nor shall they grieve. Allah alone is the creator of everything, and He alone is guardian over all things. To Him alone belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. So, as for those who have disbelieved in the revealed signs of Allah, then such as these are the losers of the everlasting paradise. Say to them, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is it other than Allah that you command me to worship, you ignorant ones? Yet truly it has been revealed to you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to those of the prophets before you, if ever you were to associate any gods with Allah, then utterly futile, useless would be all your good works. And most surely you yourself would become among the losers of the everlasting paradise. Rather, it is Allah alone you shall worship, and you shall ever be of those who are thankful. Yet those who disbelieve have not esteemed Allah with His rightful esteem. For the entire earth shall be His handful on the day of resurrection, and the heavens shall be rolled up in His right hand. Highly exalted is He, the Most High, far above all that they associate as gods with Him. And the trumpet of the hour of doom shall be blown. Then all who are in the heavens and all who are in the earth shall be struck down with death, except whomever Allah wills. Thereafter it shall be blown once more. Then at once they are all standing on the plain of judgment, looking on. Thus the earth shall shine by the light of its Lord, and the precise book of records for their deeds will be set in place for each one, and the prophets and the witnesses over the nations shall be brought up. Thus it shall be decided between them all in accordance with the truth, and never shall they be wronged in the least. Then each soul shall be rendered in full for all that it has done in life. For He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is most knowing of all that they were doing in the world. Then those who disbelieve shall be driven to Jahannam in companies, until when they come to it, its gates will be opened. Whereupon its gatekeepers shall say to them, did there not come to you messengers from among yourselves, reciting to you the revealed verses of your Lord and forewarning you of the inevitable meeting for judgment of this day of yours? They shall say, yes, indeed. But the word of punishment shall have already come to pass against the disbelievers. It shall be said to them, enter the gates of Jahannam, wherein you shall abide forever. And what a most miserable dwelling it is for the insolently arrogant. But those who feared their Lord shall be ushered to the garden of paradise in honored companies until when they come to it, and its gates shall be opened. Its keepers shall then say to them, peace be upon all of you. May you be ever pure. So enter it, all of you, abiding therein forever. And they who enter shall say, Alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah alone, who has made His promise to us come true, and who has bequeathed to us the land of everlasting joy, for us to settle in the garden of paradise, wherever we so will. Then how exceedingly commendable is the reward of those who ever do the will of Allah. It is then that you shall see the angels encircling about the throne, exalting their Lord with all praise. Thus it shall have been decided between them all in accordance with the truth. And so it shall be said at last, all praise is for Allah alone, Lord of all the worlds. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك